This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Welcome back to Perspectives. It's me, Ashley Burgess. And, you know, the big part of living in our society and being human beings is, you know, being socially active and doing things and, you know, just getting out there and experimenting new stuff and experiencing and just being a part of life. So, you know, if you're wondering what to do, if you're wondering what to eat and see and what to get into this week, you know, you have to listen to this segment because it wouldn't be complete if you didn't hear Out and About with Cynthia Smoot. Cynthia, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, Ashley, I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you. You know, I know there's many listeners out there that are really passionate about food and passionate about cooking. Like you, Cynthia, you know, a lot of people are interested in what's taking place in the Dallas area, especially for the foodies this week.
Well, you know, my whole social life revolves around food. I mean, people who don't like to eat are probably not going to be close friends because it's all about what we're going to eat. So I am very excited about the Metropolitan Cooking and Entertainment Show that's coming to the Dallas Convention Center this next weekend. The event is headlined by two of the Food Network's biggest stars, Paula Deen and Bobby Flay. They've also partnered with the James Beard Foundation to present a rotating roster of Texas-based talent guaranteed to enlighten and entertain attendees on the exclusive cooking stage. They're going to have chefs like Stephen Piles, Trey Wilcox, Richard Chamberlain, Adam West, and Abraham Saloon. They'll be tasting and entertainment workshops taught by these industry experts. And they're also going to have specialty food and food-related products for sale throughout the weekend from over 150 vendors. Now, the general admission tickets are only $24.50. Additional tickets are required for special events such as VIP meet and greets with Paula Deen and Bobby Flay. And you can get all of that information at metrocookingdallas.com.
You know, for most of us, you know, life is pretty crazy busy, and some of us consider it organized chaos, whereas some people would call it a three-ring circus. You know, but for real, I actually hear that the circus is coming in town.
Well, every time I go to Las Vegas, one of the things I have to do is attend a Cirque du Soleil show. If you haven't been, it's the most magnificent production you will ever see. Now, Cirque du Soleil describes themselves as a dramatic mix of circus arts and street entertainment. And they're returning to Dallas with a new big top touring show called Pooza. This critically acclaimed production opens Wednesday, September 19th for a limited engagement under the big white top tent at Lot E at Reunion Tower on Memorial Drive. And Pooza is a return to the origins of Cirque du Soleil. It's going to combine two circus traditions, acrobatic performance and the art of clowning. The show highlights the physical demands of the human performance and all its splendor and fragility presented in a colorful melange that emphasizes bold slapstick humor. And I got that straight off the press release, as you can tell. And so since its premiere in April of 2007, Pooza has charmed close to 4 million spectators in North America and Japan. This is its seventh visit to the Dallas area, Cirque du Soleil's, and tickets are available online at CirqueDuSoleil.com/Pooza. It's really going to be a fantastic show, and I hope everybody gets out to see it.
Yeah, I thought that was a neat description for sure. You know, and everybody always needs a little extra circus in their life, I think.
That's right.
You know, when we eat, you know, you and I talked about this, you know, when you eat proper food for your bodies, you physically thrive. You know, when we exercise the mind and we strengthen our mind, we have like better thoughts and more colored visions. And when we shine the light, though, on society, especially matters dealing with, you know, issues that make people not feel so positive about themselves and help people have a more healthy self-image of themselves, mm-hmm. I think that's very important. Can you tell us about what's going on with that this week?
Well, you know, one of the dark sides of the fashion industry is a lot of young girls with eating disorders. And out of this was born the Alisa Project. So I'm really thrilled to be participating in a fashion show this Saturday that will benefit the Alisa Project, which is a local organization. They're holding their third annual Esteem Fashion Show. It's a celebration of positive body image and self-esteem. And local celebrities are going to join girls and women and boys and men of all ages and sizes to embrace healthy, balanced lifestyles and self-acceptance by helping to increase awareness about eating disorders and the importance of positive body image. Esteem encourages people to love themselves while striving to be healthy. Now, the show is going to be Saturday, September the 22nd at Saks Fifth Avenue at the Galleria on the third floor. And it starts with the Continental Breakfast at 10 a.m. and the Fashion Show at 10:45. And there's going to be local celebrities like Kelly Raspberry and her daughter, Steve Kimball, Leanne Locken, myself, which, you know, that's going to be hilarious. I'm just going to try not to fall and embarrass myself. The tickets start at $10 for students, and so it's really affordable. I hope everybody will come out to see us at Saks and support this worthy project. You can get more information and tickets at thealisaproject.org. And, of course, information about all of the events we're talking about tonight. You can get all the details and find out about other events at osocynthia.com.
Yes, definitely. So for anybody that missed any portion of what Cynthia was talking about or where to buy tickets or any other events, because this is not nearly, you just got to see her website. You got to understand how many things that this woman, this lady attends. I mean, it's amazing. If you want to socially follow her around, I don't think you'll get any sleep, but I mean, they always say that you can sleep when you're dead. So, you know, www.osocynthia.com has everything that's going on in this area, period. So check it out.
Well, that's why I love Dallas. There is no shortage of fun and exciting and interesting and educational and cultural things to do. We live in one of the best cities in the world, and I love coming on here every Sunday and telling your readers some of the highlights of things they can go out there and find to do this week.
Well, thank you, Cynthia. We love having you on, and I will talk with you. We'll catch up on Sunday.
Sounds awesome. Say hi to my pal, Ashley Roberts, and I'll catch you guys next week.
Will do. Thank you, sweetie. Bye. So, now let's get with the Jake Busey, the Busey Minute, and then after that we will be coming back with Ashley Roberts and Fred Freeman. We'll be discussing our scenario 2.
Well, hello there, this is Jake Busey coming at you over the airwaves somewhere in Texas from California, broadcasting from California, Los Angeles that is, and I've been asked to do a little segment here with Ashley Burgess on her show, and throw out some random thoughts. So this is Jake Busey. I'm an actor and a musician, and I've been in various bands and done about 70 movies and sort of a psychologist of amateur stature. I like people watching. I like studying people. I like looking at what we do and how we behave with each other and why we do these things. So it's been it's always been interesting to me, and I think it's one of the reasons I became an actor. And I'm thinking about today here, I'm thinking about acknowledgments. You know, when you go through your everyday life and you're standing in line at the frozen yogurt joint and someone comes and they come walking by you and they bump into you, bang into me, knock your purse off your shoulder, whatever it might be, and they don't even turn around and say excuse me or pardon me. They just keep on moving. Now, maybe that's different from small towns to big towns. Maybe that's something that certain people have grown to accept that that's cool. That's all right behavior, just to bump into someone and not even turn around and say excuse me or pardon me. It's kind of a weird thing. Happened to me the other day, and I thought, man, that's, you know, I said, excuse me to the person. And he turned around and just looked at me, like with a scowl, as if I had done something wrong by standing in line waiting for my frozen yogurt. I don't know, man. That's just not cool.
I love Jake. I love the BC Minute. So here we go. We're back with Ashley Roberts from CW33 and Fred Freeman, and we're going to talk about this next scenario. You know, I kind of always like to put something interesting with something else, especially when something has a little more heartstrings versus something else that's not as emotional. And so picture this. Okay, it was one of the things that I figured out is about the elevator. So picture you're pushing the button in the elevator, and the elevator comes to you, the door's open, and you're getting on the elevator. And there's several people there. You know, first off, Ashley, what's your usual spot to stand in on the elevator?
The elevator. Well, it depends. I don't really have a certain spot. I just kind of fit in where I can fit in, where there's a spot available. I'm not too particular on that.
Wow, okay. Fred, what about you?
Well, first thing, I try to make sure that everyone exits the elevator before I get on. I notice a lot of people sometimes crowd the elevator and they don't give people proper time to get off. So try to be courteous to that. If the elevator is empty, I go straight for the buttons. I like to press my floor, and if somebody else needs the floor pressed, they'll let me know and I'll press it for them. and it's kind of full. I just kind of find a place where I could fit in and, you know, get some elbow room. That's about it.
Wow, y'all both, you know, y'all are both really nice about this. You know, my deal is that I'm a big person about, you know, the buttons. So you get in, I'm more of the left side, you know, where the buttons are. I'll even stand a little by the little railing, but I got to see everybody because I don't want anybody standing behind me because it kind of freaks me out a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what about people that have a conversation? You know, I wanted to start a conversation the other day where you get in the elevator and you and a friend and somebody goes, hey, whatever happened to, you know, Margaret on whatever floor? And you go, well, let's not talk about it. She's gone now.
Right. Well, I think elevators are really like one of the most uncomfortable situations. And I'm pretty comfortable talking with strangers and making friends and that sort of thing. But you know what I think is the most awkward is not even when there's like a full elevator, when it's you and one other person, because then it's like, well, hello, do I strike up conversation? So an instance like that, and I feel like that's usually how it, unless it's like a hotel or something, hotels seem to be pretty crowded. If it's like an office building or, you know, like the doctor's office, it seems to be like one other person. So I'll get on, and I'm one that, yes, I'm a leader type person, but I like to also observe people and kind of follow their lead in instances like that. I mean, I'll always say hi at least, you know, and if they seem talkative, I'll, you know, strike up a conversation with them too also. But if they're kind of to themselves and you can tell they don't want to talk, then that's fine and I won't go there. But I think that that makes it even more awkward because there's not much to look at in an elevator. What you got, if there's a mirror in there, you can look at yourself, check your hair, or look down at your cell phone or pretend to look down at your cell phone or whatever the case may be. But you're just kind of like, twiddling your thumb until, you know, they get off or you get off or whatever the case may be.
I love that. I love that thought process. Yeah, I always start conversations too. I mean, for the most part, I always do it. I just think it's funny when you get in those elevators in the big places that are like 50 stories where you have the TV in there. You know, and people act like they're watching the TV. It's like, you're not really watching the TV. There's no volume. I mean, you're not really watching the Weather Channel. I mean, it's not changing. Or it's an advertisement. You're like, you're really watching that advertisement for the moving company, the, you know, professional movers. You know, what's your last thought, Fred, on this conversation?
As far as talking to people, I go by body language, and if they look like they even want to look at you, if they do, I'll talk to them and say hi. But if the more people are in the elevator, the less chance that's going to probably happen. Only do it when there's one or two people in there. And I tend to try to make some humorous comment if I can, if something arises, just to make it a little lighthearted. And then I try to smile, acknowledge people's presence, but not be like a, you know, a stalker or nothing like that. And I try to get you know, elbow my own way in there and give myself some personal space and the people around me some personal space. And I try to stay off the phone if all possible and, you know, that type of thing. And I pretty much keep to myself if I could, you know.
I like the way you think, Fred. I like the way you think on that. You know, I want to let my listeners remember the website www.liveyourtruelife.org, as well as reminding people to be passionate, to remember to be the love, be the change you want to see in the world, be the love. You know, don't let people put you down. And if someone, no matter if it's your family, your friends, whoever it is, that's saying something naysaying about you or saying that you can't do something or you can't reach this goal, tell them they're wrong. Step up to the plate and say that you can do it. You know you can. And believe in yourself. Because the first thing that starts is if you believe in yourself, you can change anything. Bar none. You can do anything you want to. I really appreciate Fred for being on tonight. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Hey, thank you. And Ashley Roberts, thank you so much for being on. I appreciate it. Love having you on every time.
Thank you so much, Ashley. I always enjoy any conversation I have with you, and especially being a guest on your show.
Well, thank you, sweetheart, and I hope you all have a wonderful night. And thank you again.
Too.
And remember to check out Ashley Roberts on CW33 and also her shows on Sunday, every Sunday at 7... What time, sweetheart?
7 a.m.
7 a.m.
7 to 7:30 a.m.
And don't miss it because it's a great, great show. And you You'll learn a lot. So thank you so much for being on. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks again. You too. Bye, Ash.
Bye-bye. Right.
Thank you. You take care.
Thank you, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye. So we've had a great show tonight. And just remember to be passionate and to remember your thoughts and your beliefs and remember what you stand for, because that's so important. I mean, you as an individual stand for things different from other individuals. The whole concept of this show is because we all have perspectives that are different from other people. And you don't need to think like anybody else. You got your own thoughts. As you heard tonight, you know, Ashley Roberts and Fred Freeman have totally, they have some uniting principles in their thoughts, but they have two different thoughts, two different perspectives. Doesn't mean one's right and one's wrong. It just understands the fact that now you kind of get where these people are coming from. You kind of understand their perspective. And in life, we're all going to have our own perspective. We got our own way of doing things, our own thought process, and other people might not have that. So you got to remember that people understand what you're trying to say if you make it understandable. Don't just be saying things to people. Try to explain it in the fact that you understand that they're trying to get it, because it's all about their intake, not about what you think you're saying, but what they actually hear you saying. So that's an important thing, and it can make life a lot easier, or if not done correctly, a lot harder. So stick around for next week. Please tune in at 8 o'clock tomorrow on Sunday for Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, and have a great rest of your evening. Good night.